The following podcast contains strong language and adult themes and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, Logan!
You. What the hell are you doing here?
This is Maureen's place, yeah? She booked a few gigs with Burrow, so I had a phone number, and it led me here.
I already told you, you can't follow me around. There are
bad people after you. I know. I met one of them.
What happened?
Lady in the suit. Agent Sally Pierce.
Pierce?
She came to Burrow's place this same morning.
What? What did you tell her?
Nothing. I didn't tell her nothing. But she already knew enough.
Oh, shit.
I mean, what's wrong?
You realize you probably let her write to me?
No.
What did she say to you?
Asking about you. When you got there, who you talked to, what you say. Asking 20 different questions, 20 different ways, trying to catch me in a lie. I might be good with an oyster knife, but it felt like one more minute, she would be cutting me up. Smiling the whole time, but I don't believe that smile, you know. Pretend to be friendly. Offers to give me some sweet tea. Moment she leaves, boom. I was out. I was gone. Went to check on Burrow because, you know, we had to get our story straight. I find him in his room, curled up on the bed. His eyes are open. He's breathing, but it's like he wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Blank.
Yeah, blank. Like somebody, I don't know, like pulled the plug.
Shit.
And I smelled something and I seen him. He wet himself. I ain't know what to do. I ran. I got the hell up out of there and I just left him. What happened, Logan? What did she do to him?
Mind wiped.
What? Is he gonna be okay?
Yeah, he ain't ever coming back, kid.
What you mean he ain't coming back? Logan, what are you talking about? That lady, Agent Pierce, who is she? She's the FBI, but...
She's part of Weapon X.
What?
Weapon X. It's a shadow agency.
What are you talking about?
By coming to find me, you just put a target on your back.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail. Chapter 2, The Forgotten.
What's with the graffiti next to the condemned?
What about it?
I mean, after hurricanes, they had to tag them houses, but I ain't never seen one like that with an M.
With a slash mark through it?
Yeah.
It means death to mutants.
Oh, so we...
No, it's your teams. Get inside, kid, before someone sees us.
Damn, what happened to this place?
It burned.
But was it like an accident or...
Yeah, you see the melted glass back there in the entry. You see the scorch marks on the stairs, the splash shape? Molotov cocktail. Lucky the whole place is in ashes.
So her building's bombed out. There's anti-mutant graffiti out front. She's gone missing. I just don't think this lines up.
We don't have all the answers, kid. I came to New Orleans thinking Weapon X was all I had to worry about.
Yeah, but
I rolled up to her place yesterday and it's the scene of a hate crime, and now I got Weapon X and you following me around, telling me stories about some Whisper Man.
I can help, Logan. We can figure this thing
out. No. Just one more problem I got to deal with.
Is this our apartment there?
It used to be ours. But yeah.
So, you checked for clues then?
I already did yesterday. Look.
Well, you brought a guitar back.
Don't touch that. Don't touch anything. We can't stay long, okay? Just need to think for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. We need to make a game plan. You want to talk it out?
No, I don't want to talk it out.
Gotta figure out our next move.
There ain't one move, kid. There's 50. So I'm just gonna sit here and I'm gonna think. See? This is what thinking looks like. It's a silent activity.
Man, look at this vinyl collection. Fats Domino, Buddy Baldwin, cocaine. My granddad was.
I said don't touch anything.
Old school taste, huh?
Yeah, it was research.
For our music?
She was a software engineer. Stuff that was way over my head. She was always going on about the intersections between math and music. She saw everything as numbers.
Like how?
I forget, okay?
I mean, didn't you ever talk about
just the- enough. Just be quiet.
Oh, wait. What is this all?
You never shut up.
No. All these newspapers. It looks like Mr. Purser's reports. Articles, notices. It must be 50 of them.
57. Oldest one dates back 6 months.
57? That's a lot of people, man.
That's a hell of a lot of people.
You think? It's gotta be all connected. Horace Mott.
I said not to touch anything.
Guma. Catherine Fawcett. Hold on. Catherine! I used to sell Chantrell,
sir. Put it back.
Logan. Maureen must have known what was going on. She knew what was coming. You talking about Weapon X, but this here? This is what I'm talking about. Maureen, my mama, Rockville. It's not just them. All these people vanishing. There's something bigger going on here. Look, there's another one. Please call number listed below if you have any information about my husband, Matthew Guma. 55, works in construction. Toolbox on him. Her state of mind. If you find him, tell him Roxanne loves him and come on home.
What?
Maureen wrote a number on this one. Looks like she wrote numbers on all of them.
Okay. Look at the map. Look at the map. See all those pins in it? Each one has a number on it that matches up with the clipping.
Right.
It's not just New Orleans where people are going missing. It's outlying areas. Into the bayou.
What does the M and H stand for?
Mutant. Human.
Why would that matter?
You saw the graffiti outside. Feels like that's all that matters these days.
You see what I'm saying?
Keep looking at me like I got all the answers and I don't.
Logan, look. It's a pattern. Like, the pins, they make a half moon pattern.
Come on, that might be a reach.
No, look. Use your imagination, right? You've got the Gulf to south and the east, right? Nobody going missing on the water, obviously. But all these pins, it's like they all stop right around here. They only go so far. Using a compass in geometry. You follow?
Yeah. So the center point. Go there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's way out of the bayou. Somewhere south of Lake Petite and north of Mississippi, right? You think that could be where they are? You think that's where the Whisper Man is?
No, I don't know.
Logan, where you going now? Logan, what are you doing?
Here. Yeah. Take a look at this.
What is it? A diary?
Well, she didn't call it a diary. She called it a workbook. She mostly write music in it, her math problems, software code.
Wow, look at all this. Equations, diagrams, a bunch of nerve stuff.
Whatever her brain was trying to unpack, she put it in here. Here's the page. Just read it.
All right. April 5th. Another rainy day.
I always feel safe on rainy days. Like I'm invisible. It's a nice feeling, especially now that I'm alone. I've grown used to it by now, but God, how I used to yell at Logan. Call him paranoid. I can see him now, stationed by the window, sitting there, silent, while he watched the street for any sign of them. Weapon X will find us, he said calmly. Weapon X will make us pay for what we've done, he said. It's only a matter of time. Oh, he was always watching. Now I'm the paranoid one. But it's not Weapon X I'm worried about. I need to stay focused. So I need to listen to the rain. I need to figure out this song. The music might be the only thing keeping me sane. Because if I don't stay focused, it will happen again. Because it keeps happening again and again. The whispers. I swear I can hear them now, behind the rain. I can tell when they're coming because my brain starts to feel crowded, loud. My attention shorts out. My vision goes milky, like a dream. And then I'm back. I wake up, and I'm standing in the middle of a highway. It's night. I don't know what time. And I don't know where I am. Somewhere at the edge of the city. The rain's letting up. Every inch of my skin's covered in mosquitoes. My feet are bare, and the bottom's cut up. I take a breath. Try not to panic. I wonder how far I've come. I wonder how far I would have gone, and I wonder how much longer I can hold out. I need to focus. I need to stay focused.
And I can fight him. I can resist him. If I can only focus. Damn. It's the whisper, man, I'm telling you.
No, no.
It's just like I said.
It's that clip to the fridge.
Huh? Logan, what you talking about now?
Why did I miss this before?
What you got? Playing card.
It's not just any playing card. It's the Ace of Spades.
And I'm supposed to know what that means?
It means there's a son of a bitch we gotta visit.
Yo, what's the rush? Wait up, Logan. Can you at least help me with some of this crap?
Yeah, I'll take it in a second, but first... Here, put this on.
Oh, no. That's a trucker hat. I ain't taking this.
Okay, you see that traffic light down the street? Yeah. There's a camera on it. There are cameras everywhere.
Okay. Well, he was right. You are paranoid.
You don't know her.
Chill out. Relax.
Give me that stuff. Got everything?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, not just the flyers and the articles for the map.
I got it, Logan. Those saddlebags weatherproof.
It's fine. Now just put on the damn hat.
Stupid hat. Dad hat.
Hey, you know what happened when you ran from that sentinel?
Sentinel? What are you talking about?
Agent Pierce. When you ran from Agent Pierce, you know what happened? You put a mark on yourself. They're going to be looking for you. So from now on, we're out in public. There is a hat covering your face. Do you understand?
Yeah. I got it. But what's the plan? Hook me up. Partners.
Okay, you're only following me around, and I'm only tolerating it because otherwise you would end up mind wiped and pissing your pants.
Why you gotta be so harsh?
Get on. You gonna get on or not?
Fine.
Wolverine, The Lost Trail. We'll return after these messages.
Bruce Po' Boys! We're stopping for food, hell yeah! I'm gonna eat me so many Po' Boys, all of them. Every last one. They're officially going out of po' boy business in 15 minutes.
No, you're going to keep your mouth shut. This is the sort of place where things can go bad fast.
At a po' boy shop? What kind of...
Shut.
Where you at, gentlemen?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. As a matter of fact, I like the script.
Here for the full house.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no full house on the menu.
All the same, that's what I'm gonna have.
Maybe I can make something happen if you're hungry enough. How hungry are you, boss?
I'm hungry.
500.
You hungry, all right.
500.
Full house it is. Buy in at 500. Here's your chips. Trade them in for cash on the way out. Head down the hallway, gentlemen. Open the bathroom door. It says out of order, and you're on your way.
That was crazy.
Can you still get the strap, though?
Okay, I'll get you some food. I'll just shut up.
Where you get all that? What is this place?
Card games up ahead. Blackjack, 5-car, Texas Hold'em.
You like cards?
No, I like whiskey, and that's where the bar is. Hey, whiskey, two doubles.
Dude, I'm not drinking that stuff.
You said it was for you. I did that too.
Which one?
The one with the slick son of a bitch.
No, sir, but
here's the thing that got me.
One of her eyes was blue, and the other eye green. Hmm.
You know what that means.
Oh, my friends, you are missing out. Because it is a known fact that a woman with two different colored eyes is wearing
black.
Oh!
Oh! Well, as I live and breathe.
What the hell were you doing at her apartment, Gambit?
I'm sorry, I don't know anyone who goes by that name.
What happened to Maureen?
I'm afraid I'm busy right now. In fact, we were just about to play another hand.
That's right,
weren't we,
right, that's right. Let's go.
I'm dealing.
You want to play? I'll join you.
If only there was an open seat.
What the fuck are you doing? What?
Oh, look. Found one.
Remy, who the hell is this guy?
I'm an old friend.
That's a generous way of putting it.
You playing?
What's the limit?
No limit. Hope that doesn't scare you, none.
What happened tomorrow?
Play some cards.
Small blind at 50.
Maureen always seemed like such a sweetheart. I could never understand that she's sorry.
I know you were there. I found your card.
Big blind at 100, gentlemen.
What are you doing there?
I was just checking in.
And why would you do that?
You really need to relax, friend.
He's missing, Gambit.
Well, maybe that's because she don't want to be found.
Come on, Remy.
Place your bets, gentlemen. Raising at 200. Called. Everyone's in. All right, here comes the flop.
You know something. Tell me.
Check. Fold. Raise. Raising 100.
Why were you there?
You two are going to play it, Tom.
Gentlemen, I'm so sorry. My old friend here is quite upset, as you can plainly see. Now, can I ask for your patience while we step aside for just a moment?
One over here. You get on over here. Spit it out. Listen, you dumb animal. You do know what's going on in the world right now, don't you? The torch rallies, the marches, the bombings, the politicians running hate campaigns. Now, for all I know, your fat skull can't read a newspaper, but there's always a chance you've turned on the TV once or twice. It's a quick and dirty headline, okay? It's bad out there.
I don't need you lecturing me. Just tell me what you know about Maureen.
I'm getting to that.
Her apartment was trashed and torched. There was an M with a slash mark through it.
Stay with me another minute. God damn it. I had a friend. It was Pink. She needed a place to hide. Just for a few days, and before I could smuggle her out.
You?
Yeah, mind reader was making a killing in the French Quarter psych shops. Anyway, there was a parade. This was a protest. Pro-mutant. I didn't march in it. I made my thing to make a spectacle of myself with Pink. She did.
Hey, I got the whiskey.
Who's this?
No, I don't know him.
We're working together.
Oh, you know.
Give me that glass.
You're welcome.
Keep going.
I watched the parade on St. Charles. I was curious about the turnout, about the response. Were you ever hear the cold-blooded?
Yeah, this gang.
The adults are talking.
This gang. This motorcycle gang got a real hard-on for newbies. Run by this woman named Bonnie Roach. Owns a gator farm down by Barataria. Word is, more than a few mutants have ended up as chow in them gator bellies.
It's got to do with anything.
Well, guess who shows up to the parade? Everybody else is running away, but Pink picks up a sign, a protest sign on the wood post, makes
point.
A bat out of it, knocks one of the cold-blooded right off his back, and shoved the poster right through the front wheel of another cold-blooded spike, and set the driver flying. And Pink had a target on her back for that day forward, because I'm a damn gentleman. I took it upon myself to help her.
By dumping her off with Maureen?
Well, you two hid your asses for, what, over a year? I don't know who to trust anymore, but...
You're really starting to piss me off.
Maureen, I knew I could trust her.
Ask him if he knows.
Her house was torched. You put her in danger. You!
My patience is all used up, Remy. Deal the damn turn.
I'm so terribly sorry, friends. Bad form on my part. Bad form indeed. Please, excuse me. Where were we?
Came for her because of you, Gambit.
My name is Remy. Thank you very much. And when I was at her apartment, everything was fine. Okay? I took my friend Pink. I left my card. There's no sign of Maureen. Now, if you want to keep talking, we'll have to do it over cards.
Take a seat, Stumpy. Let's play.
Right.
Raise it.
Yep. Right. My apologies. Here we go. There's the river, gentlemen.
I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Stumpy, you Ray?
Yeah, yeah, Ray. I'm all Ray. She's a good one. Never took no crap from you. Yeah. Not from anybody else, neither. I hate to think anything happened to her. I mean,
Remy, this putt's not getting any bigger. While you talk, we're all sitting here with our thumbs up our asses.
My own opinion. For what it's worth, she can take care of herself. Just know, these people, they're not ones to play with.
I'm ready to show cards. I'm ready to finish this.
Look, set up your sleeve, Logan.
What? What are you doing?
This is spades.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, shit.
You
don't tell us. He's trying to cheat us.
You're
kidding
me.
You gotta be kidding me.
I, for one, am deep and disappointed.
She's not gonna hit a blaze here to cheat.
You see this deal?
All right.
Good.
No.
Where did he go?
Dude, you were talking to? Damn it, he ran out. Logan.
What?
You got a knife sticking out of you.
What? Where?
We gotta get to a doctor.
Why do you think I made you order me two doubles? You're holding the only medicine I need. Hand it over. Let's go.
You hear that? That's my favorite part. The quiet after a good meal. I always thought the best moments in life came after a good meal or after a good screw. Because for a moment, just a moment, you don't want nothing. You're content as all shit. Might be my gators that tore that some bitch into little meaty pieces, but I sure do feel content.
Who was he?
Oh, just another mutie. Had what I guess you call an electronic antenna or some such. Could touch a device, well, like that fancy phone of yours, make it do what he wanted. Was getting ATMs to spit him out a few thou here, a few thou there. Always feels good taking down mutie. Especially wiping out the line on something like this. I mean, this one was a damn fool. But let's say he has a kid who's a little smarter. Then we got some trouble. This is a long game, see? We're talking about the future of this country. You want some of this here sweet tea? My Meemaw's honey basil recipe.
No, thank you.
All right, you say so. You mind if I call you Sally?
If you like.
Sally. Now that we've got our hellos and how are yous and whatnots out of the way, let's say we cut to the chase.
Okay.
You got my pay?
I do indeed. It's all in there.
So it is. Something tells me, given the hand delivery, there's more where that came from.
Weapon X has been pleased with the work you've done so far.
I sure hope so. To be perfectly honest, I do this shit for free. Every time another mutie goes into the gator pit, every time my babies get fed, I breathe a little easier. Because there's more oxygen in the world for the rest of us. People know we're here. And that makes the good people of Louisiana feel safe. It's all about isolation, see? You make the muties feel like they're alone. Make them understand the crowd's against them. When they feel cornered, they get desperate, scared, stupid, easier to take down. Yep. We've been busy.
We appreciate all you've done and continue to do, but we have someone special we're looking for.
Yeah? What makes him so special?
Let's just say he's the sort of special that requires a lot of muscle, like the cold-blooded.
Got it. So we're the heavy artillery. I like that. What's this one's name?
Logan.
But he goes by another name as well. Wolverine.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail, starring Richard Armitage as Wolverine, directed by Brendan Baker, associate directed by Chloe Prisinos, produced by Jenny Rattle at Mast, Chloe Wilson, and Daniel Fink, written by Benjamin Percy. Blair Brown as Bonnie Roach, Bill Heck as Gambit, Rodney Henry as Marcus Baptiste, Bill Irwin as Jason Wingard, Rachel Holmes as Maureen, Christina Bennett Lind as Agent Pierce, Jim Ireland as Shop Owner, David Carl as Dude, Jason Allen Carville, Don Guillory, and Stephen Richard as Poker Players. Our associate producer is Stephanie Kariuki. Our production manager is Whitney Rowlett. Casting by Susan Scheel. Our recording engineer is Colin Alexander. Additional engineering by Andy Christens, Jared O'Connell, and Dave Seidel. Our studio manager is Ashley Warren. Production assistance from Brittany Brown. Our script supervisor for this episode is Larissa Rosen. Original composition by Deru. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Brendan Baker and Chloe Prisinos. Assistant editing and additional sound design by Paulus Van Horn. Post-production services provided by Phenomophon. Production legal by Eric Spiegelman and Michaela Gross. Executive produced by Dan Buckley, Joe Quesada, Dan Silver, and Chris Bannon. Our executive editor is Peter Clowney. Marvel's consulting producers are Harry Goh, Sarah Amos, John Cirelli, and Angelique Rocher. Special thanks to Dave Althoff, John Delore, and SAG-AFTRA. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Wolverine is a production of Marvel, Phenomophon, and Stitcher. For more information, visit wolverinepodcast.com.